Good evening, and welcome to Blind Spot. Tonight we are proud to present The Talk, a beginner's guide to sexuality. Now is your chance to finally get answers to such questions as, where do babies come from, and how many times can I masturbate before I go blind? Tonight, your dad awkwardly attempts to talk to you about the changes you are going through, in a little conversation about the birds and the bees. Tonight's program was written and produced by Jacob Christopher and engineered by Philip Von Zweck. And now, from the campus of Loyola University, 88.7 WLUW Chicago celebrates the beginning of spring with The Talk.
How's it going, buddy? What are you doing? You wanna say, can I talk to you for a minute? If you're not busy, you know, no big deal. You know you can talk to me, right? I mean, you know I'm here. If you need to talk about anything, right? I mean, if you have any questions, that is, I can answer them for you. I just wanted to let you know, okay, that you can talk to me, 'cause I'm here. I was just thinking, wondering if you know about, well, you kids talk, right? You've probably heard things on the playground, things that the kids talk about, that, you know, like, I know that kids talk, about things, you know, like, well, things that adults talk about, things that kids shouldn't, I mean, things that kids don't do, things that I just wanted to let you know that you can talk to me about those things. You can if you want, it's no big deal. We can talk about it if you want, you know, anything really, whatever you want to talk about, I will talk to you. I want to talk to you about, I mean, if you already know things, that's fine, that's good. It's great, actually. You know, I know you're a smart kid. You know, I know you can figure things out by yourself. You know, I know that you'll be all right. I'm not worried about you. You know, I know. But anyway, I just wanted to have a little talk with you about something. If you're not busy right now, you know, or something. I mean, if you're not busy, if you're busy, I'll come back another time. I totally understand. No big deal, really. 'Cause how's school going? You know where babies come from, don't you? I mean, of course you do. I mean, I know you're a smart kid. You know. I mean, sometimes adults say things to kids that aren't true, because they don't want to talk to them about it. Like, you know, babies, they don't come from the stork. They come from mommies and daddies too. You know that. I knew you knew that. It's just, but sometimes when a man and a woman love each other, well, sometimes a man and, well, people change. I mean, kids. When kids are growing up, okay, they go through changes, lots of changes, that you might not like or not, you might not understand completely. So, kids change a lot. They start growing hair. I mean, in places that they didn't have any hair before. And it's okay. It's a good thing. It's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing to worry about. It's supposed to happen, and everybody goes through those changes. But no, I mean, if it hasn't happened yet, that's okay too. I mean, there's really no reason that you need pubic hair. It's something people have, and it'll happen to you someday. Even if it's just a little bit. Everybody's different in their own way. Everybody's, you know, special, and that means that everybody goes through changes at different times and in different ways. Being different is good, you know, everybody's different. It's, being different is what makes us all special. You know what I mean, right? I mean, I know you're a smart kid. You know what I mean. So, after you get pubes, or pubic hair, you might start having certain thoughts. And thoughts are fine. There's nothing wrong with thinking things most of the time. Yeah, and so you're young, and you're smart, and I'm sure you're curious about things like, well, the opposite sex, girls, and let me tell you, we're all curious. Most of the time, I don't understand a thing that women do. Yeah, well, you know. Well, there's certain things that are important to know about them. Like, I'm gonna start up. Okay. Me and your mom. We did something one day, something that we like to do sometimes. And that's how we made you. So, babies don't come from... Babies come from moms and dads coming together to make the babies. What I mean is that moms and dads have different parts, body parts. And each man part doesn't work without the female part. I mean, well, you know that it works. You can do things by yourself. It's just you won't make a baby that way. And that's good because, well, this way men and women need each other to do what they do. I mean, to make babies. So, men and women need each other to make babies. I'm a male, your mom's a female, and one day you will be able to make babies with someone special when you grow up. See, these are some of the changes that are happening to you right now, or will be happening to you soon. And this is what I'm talking about. See, right now, you're too young to make babies, and your body isn't ready for it. But in a few years, your body will be able to come together with someone and multiply, if you want. Okay. Of course, it's perfectly all right to wait as long as you want, and, you know, you shouldn't have babies until you're sure that you can handle it. I mean, when you get married, and you have a job, and are really ready to handle the responsibility, then you can have kids. Because kids screw up a lot of things, and you can never undo it. Not that you screwed up my life, that's not what I mean, it's just... So even though your body might want kids, you probably shouldn't do it. Listen, this isn't important right now. You're a smart kid, you'll figure it out for yourself when you're older. 'Cause I can't tell you how to live your life. I can try and teach you things, and that's what I'm trying to do here, is... Because sex, it's complicated, and, you know, it's something that you need to learn about. So, there's something that adults do that can sometimes result in babies, and that's called intercourse. Of course, there's a lot of names for it, and it's normally called sex or making love. So sex is important because it gives men and women a chance to make babies. So when a man and woman want to show each other how much they like each other or even love each other, they might have sex. and sex is a good thing. Everybody wants sex. Trust me, everybody wants sex. And it's not just to make babies. In fact, most of the time, people who want sex really don't want babies. See, people want sex mostly because it feels good. I mean, it feels really good, and there's nothing like it. Except, well, I don't know, maybe drugs, but you don't do drugs, because drugs are bad. And sex is nothing like drugs. That's another issue. Anyway, so sex is important for making babies, and also important because it lets people show how much they care about each other. Sometimes people have sex when they don't care about each other, and that's fine too. It's just, I think it's better when you care about the person you're with, when you're in love, because love is a good thing. Someday, if you're lucky, and I'm sure you'll fall in love with somebody of the opposite sex, and or maybe not with maybe someone of the same sex, and I won't judge you for it, because there's nothing wrong with being attracted to the whoever you're attracted to. Yeah, and whoever you fall in love with will probably want to have sex with you, and it'll be great, I'm sure. You're a good kid. You're a smart kid. I know, you know. But right now, like I said before, your body is going through a lot of changes, or at least it will be once you hit puberty. Okay, so puberty is the time in every boy and every girl's life when their body starts to change, so that it can get ready for procreation and adulthood.